Задание А1, А7. Прослушайте текст. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений А1, А7 соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано, то есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Обведите номер выбранного вами ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями. Now we are ready to start.
How are you feeling, Jim? Any better?
No, I'm afraid the cold's getting worse, Maggie. I think you'd better ring Aunt Emily and tell her we won't be able to visit them tomorrow.
It's interesting how you always manage to be ill when it comes to visiting relatives.
That's quite unfair, Maggie. I haven't had a cold for ages.
I remember quite well the last time you had one was when we were invited to Uncle Gilbert's.
I'm really feeling bad. Have you bought me any lemons?
No, I couldn't get any, but I bought you some grapes instead. Here you are, try some.
The ones you bought last week were much sweeter. They were purple. You know I like those better.
Well, I'll buy you some purple ones this afternoon. In the meantime, you'll have to make to do with those green ones. Perhaps I'd like an orange instead.
I ate the last one while you were out.
You don't mean to have lost your appetite, Jim. Oh, but look here, you haven't had any of your medicine today. You'd better take some right away.
I had a spoonful this morning, and it doesn't seem to have done me any good.
Well, you'd better have another one now. It says one spoonful every 3 hours. Here you are.
Did you bring any books from the library?
Just some detective stories for myself. Here they are.
Oh, I've read that one and that one as well. I'd better just give me the newspaper.
Well, I'll be getting back to the kitchen then.
Maggie.
What is it this time?
Can you get me some more pillows from the bedroom? Well, go and answer it and see who it is. Who is it, Maggie? If it's Dixon, ask him to come around for a game of chess.
No, it wasn't Dixon. It was Aunt Emily. Gary had bought a new spinning rod, and they were going fishing tomorrow afternoon. Of course, I said you had a bad cold, and you should really stay in bed.
What? Ring her up again right away, and tell her I'm much better. I'm sure I'll be quite all right by tomorrow.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. How are you feeling, Jim? Any better?
No, I'm afraid the cold's getting worse, Maggie. I think you'd better ring Aunt Emily and tell her we won't be able to visit them tomorrow.
It's interesting how you always manage to be ill when it comes to visiting relatives.
That's quite unfair, Maggie. I haven't had a cold for ages.
I remember quite well the last time you had one was when we were invited to Uncle Gilbert's.
I'm really feeling bad. Have you bought me any lemons?
No, I couldn't get any, but I bought you some grapes instead. Here you are, try some.
The ones you bought last week were much sweeter. They were purple. You know I like those better.
Well, I'll buy you some purple ones this afternoon. In the meantime, you'll have to make to do with those green ones. Perhaps I'd like an orange instead.
I ate the last one while you were out.
You don't mean to have lost your appetite, Jim. Oh, but look here, you haven't had any of your medicine today. You'd better take some right away.
I had a spoonful this morning, and it doesn't seem to have done me any good.
Well, you'd better have another one now. It says one spoonful every 3 hours. Here you are.
Did you bring any books from the library?
Just some detective stories for myself. Here they are.
Oh, I've read that one and that one as well. I'd better just give me the newspaper.
Well, I'll be getting back to the kitchen then.
Maggie, Maggie!
What is it this time?
Can you get me some more pillows from the bedroom? Well, go and answer it and see who it is. Who is it, Maggie? If it's Dixon, ask him to come around for a game of chess.
No, it wasn't Dixon. It was Aunt Emily. Gary had bought a new spinning rod, and they were going fishing tomorrow afternoon. Of course, I said you had a bad cold, and you should really stay in bed.
What? Ring her up again right away, and tell her I'm much better. I'm sure I'll be quite all right by tomorrow.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.